House Democrats say they will issue a subpoena to a key witness who was blocked by the Trump administration from testifying today in the impeachment inquiry. The U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, was directed not to show up because the president said the process was unfair to Republicans. House Intelligence Chair Democrat Adam Schiff had this to say this morning.
We will consider this act today, and we've had members fly in from around the country to hear the ambassador's testimony, as well as the withholding of the ambassador's documents, to be further acts of obstruction of a co-equal branch of government.
So why is Gordon Sondland so important to the impeachment inquiry? Let's ask David Herzenhorn, who's chief Brussels correspondent for Politico. Hi, David.
Great to be with you.
So if you've read some of the text messages that were released, you'll see that there are a number of messages to and from Gordon Sondland regarding the Ukrainian president and President Trump's request for an investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden, including one exchange in which Bill Taylor, who's the acting U.S. ambassador in Kiev, texted Sondland, "I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with the political campaign." And Sondland wrote back, "The president has been crystal clear, no quid pro quos of any kind." But then he went on to say they should stop texting. What more do we know about why he wrote that text?
Well, there's no question that State Department officials were becoming increasingly alarmed as word was developing that, in fact, this security aid may have been held up. But Sondland's role in Ukraine goes back quite a bit further. He was there in Kiev, the Ukrainian capital, with Kurt Volker, who was the State Department's special representative for the Ukraine conflict, the day after President Trump's phone call with President Zelensky of Ukraine. That's obviously the center of this impeachment investigation. What was said during that phone call? Did the president at that point pressure the Ukrainians to investigate Joe Biden's son and Joe Biden, obviously Trump's political rival, and what in fact was happening before and after that? And Sondland can be key on all fronts. Sondland has said that he spoke with President Trump directly an hour before that phone call. He spoke to him again afterwards. He was again in Ukraine the day after that phone call, talking to the Ukrainians, depending on who you believe, either helping them to navigate the requests that were being made by Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer, or perhaps in some sort of other damage control given the unfolding events there.
Well, and then on August 9th, there was a text message in which Sondland said the president really wanted a deliverable. What, do we know what he meant by that?
So what we understand from text messages that have been turned over to congressional investigators by Kurt Volker, there was an effort underway to draft a statement that would have been issued by the Ukrainian president committing in some way to an investigation of the Bidens, as well as to looking into, once again, allegations that somehow there was a Ukraine connection to meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Those allegations have been thoroughly debunked by investigators in Washington. However, Trump has seemed to latch onto that. And so it seems there was some that deliverable was, in fact, that statement, which was never issued by the Ukrainians, never made by President Zelensky, never came to be. But that seems to be what he was talking about there.
Who is this guy, Gordon Sondland? We know that he's a hotel magnate from the Pacific Northwest. He was a big supporter of President Trump's inaugural committee, donated $1 million. How did he end up as ambassador to the EU?
Well, Sondland is a longtime Republican donor and bundler, not just a donor himself, but someone who's gone out and done fundraising for Republican candidates for quite some time. He's got a very compelling personal story. His family, his parents, both survivors of Nazi Germany, escaping, then meeting up again after the war. Now, Sondland at the same time is an insider with the Trump family. He has really inserted himself, built a relationship with Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law. He has worked to expand his portfolio beyond the EU, Brussels, where he's based here as ambassador to the EU. And among those special assignments, as he's called them, is this work that he was apparently doing in Ukraine.
Now, he says he wants to testify and that the Trump administration stopped him from doing so. Do you think we'll hear from him?
At some point, we imagine that congressional investigators will not let this rest until they've heard from Gordon Sondland. Now, the president has tweeted that he thinks Sondland will exonerate him in some way, but obviously simultaneously refusing to allow Sondland to testify suggests that there is something to hide. It's very hard to explain away what appear to be the bare facts of that phone conversation with Zelensky, in which the president, of course, was asking him to do a favor and investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's son.
That is David Herzenhorn, who's chief Brussels correspondent for Politico. David, thank you.
Sure.